92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And the sun is always shining in the studio when Eldon Scott is here with Sonny's Barbecue. Good morning, Eldon, the Chief Kindness Officer.
Good morning, Meg, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. When I see you come in with that white fringe shirt and the red and the hat and the I know my weekend's about to begin.
It is here. Friday is here. Big weekend.
Yes, no kidding.
It is a big weekend.
I don't know if I'm going to sleep this weekend with everything that's going on.
So many things. But the biggest one.
Yes.
I mean, why they play the game, the Super Bowl is
absolutely this weekend.
Absolutely.
Super psyched for the Super Bowl.
Yep, I think it's going to be a good one.
So, I love it. It's always so much fun. Such an American tradition.
I'll be honest, I'm rooting for the Seahawks.
Like, me too.
Pensacola guy.
Yeah, yep, Witherspoon. Yep, I'm going to definitely.
Gotta root for our hometown team, right?
One of our team here is from that part of the country and has been a Seattle Seahawks fan. Brian Prowitz is one of our ADX marketing consultants. So he's been wearing the colors, and I mean, he's up for the game. He's ready.
I mean, if you're not a fan if you're not up for the big game, right?
Correct. So, I'm a little biased now.
Yeah. And Sonny's is up for the big game, too.
Yeah,
so
I bet. Ooh, some wings
the team,
for the game.
The teams, the pitmasters are working hard, getting everything prepped and doing all the planning. It's going to be a big Sunday. Doing lots of wings. Yep, absolutely. And we got a nice special.
Good. The wings. Yep. Okay, tell me everything.
Yeah, so we always talk about the 50-wing platter, you know. So we got the 50-wing platter, $59.99. It's a great deal.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, our wings are so good.
Mm-hmm.
If you've not had them, you definitely got to try them. So, you know, slow smoked, so they retain, like, all that moisture and juiciness. And they're, like, big wings. They're big, meaty wings. Yeah. We were in Tallahassee last week with the Leadership Pensacola, and one of the guys was like, man, these are some meaty wings, right? A big guy like me, and he's just like, man, these are actually meaty wings, right? And so, it's not like the deep-fried wings where they dry out, and then you got to sauce them to get them tasting good. No, these smoked wings. We can obviously do them whatever sauce you want to do them in. We can do them in mild sauce or any of our barbecue sauces.
And you have a hot one too, right?
We do have hot. We can do our sizzling sauce or smoking sauce. Smoking has a little kind of a Tabasco flavor to it. So we can toss them in any of our sauces, whichever you'd like. But yeah, go to sunnyscatering.com. You got to place that catering order 24 hours in advance. But that special for this weekend is 30 wings. So instead of doing 50, we're doing 30 wings, $41.99.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a really good deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, personally, I think I'm going to 50 wings, and then if there's a few left over, I'm having a midnight snack. So,
you know.
I'm probably not going to. But if you only want the 30, you know, you can do that. Or if you just wanted to go order, you can always post go order at sunnysbbq.com and pick up at any of our locations.
Look, if you get the 50 and then you watch the Super Bowl on Sunday night, then you have the next 10 days to watch the Olympics.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw Snoop Dogg carrying the Olympic torch the other day.
Yep, so some of the events have already started. They've got the big ceremony tonight, the kickoff ceremony. Yep. So, I mean, I'm going for 50. That's all I can say.
A little downhill skiing and chicken wings. I mean,
works for me.
Some warm wings to keep you in the right warm headspace, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk a little bit about Sonny's in case somebody's here for the weekend. I mean, we've got the Double Bridge Run, so we've got probably some runners are in town. We've got folks visiting just in time for all of the big events that are this weekend. So where are all your locations?
Yeah, so we have four locations here in the News Radio area. So we have a location in Pace, Florida off of Highway 90, about a mile and a half west of Avalon Boulevard for a little
exit number? What's the right word I'm looking for? Exit?
I don't know.
Exit?
What do they call it? Landmark. That's the right word. That's the word I'm looking for. Landmark.
More coffee.
Goodness.
More coffee.
Jeez, let me drink down some more Diet Coke. Good stuff. So,
yep. It's okay. It happens to me all the time.
We have that Pace, Florida location. We have our 9th Avenue location located just south of Creighton Road. There where the airport runway is, you know, where that firehouse is, tucked back behind the AutoZone, nice, quaint location.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a banquet room there. So if you got a birthday coming up, I know it's a little early, but I know you're already talking about it. If you got a senior in high school and you're looking for those graduation parties, we do a lot of those at the banquet room. So, you know, get your senior there, bring their friends and their families and have a good barbecue, throw that graduation party. And so definitely start thinking about that. You know, that's you know, cap and gowns and all those things.
It's going to be here before you know it.
It's coming, right? It's February. May's coming quick.
Start planning, yeah.
Definitely get those rooms booked. We'd love to host you all for any graduation parties or anything like that. So that banquet room, we can host up to 40 there. We can do off menu up to about 15 folks. And then after that, we'd like to do a buffet style. It just gets everybody fed a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a great value, too. So we have our Navy Boulevard location located almost at the end of Highway 98, about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate, and also have a banquet room there. Can host up to 75. And then we have our Pine Forest location, which is technically located on Shelley Road, just south of I-10 over there on the northwest side of town.
Right. Okay.
Close to Beulah.
Okay.
That's that whole area has kind of become known as Beulah.
It's expanding.
Yeah, it really
sure.
has. You know, the last 15 years, yep. the community has really kind of just... Because the Navy Federal just mm-hmm.
yeah, oh, yeah, it's
you know,
definitely
it's just grown together.
Yep. Yeah, so sure has.
Beulah used to be a separate community, and it's just kind of like just one continuous community out that way now. So that's great.
Yeah.
Growth is good, right?
Absolutely.
More people to come eat slow smoke barbecue at Sunny's Barbecue.
Now, does that location also have a banquet room?
That location does not have a banquet
okay,
room.
Okay, so there's another one that has the 70 for 70.
It's the Navy Boulevard
gotcha.
Location.
Okay.
Navy
okay.
Boulevard location. And if you have a large party, we always try to accommodate. We, you know, if you got, you know, I mean, it's not uncommon for 20, 30 people to come in after church or
oh, sure.
a big party or something and
birthdays
pull all the tables together and make all the arrangements. Our team's always glad to help
mm-hmm.
accommodate. If you call ahead, we can obviously be a little prepared for you. And but yeah, we do try to accommodate large parties as well.
Well, you've got the Super Bowl on Sunday and then President's Day on Monday. So a lot of folks will be off on Monday. That's a good time to take the family out and have a nice lunch together or a dinner.
Yep. And I got to tell you, Meg, it is Monday.
Yes.
And that's special.
Even on President's Day?
Even on President's
cool.
Day. Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday at all the Sunny's Barbecue drive-through locations. Every location here in the area does have a drive-through, and so you can just swing on through, take advantage of that deal. Buy one sandwich, pulled pork sandwich, get one free. It's a great deal.
It's one of the best deals in town.
You can get it at a sliced pork as well, so or if you want it on a bun or garlic bread and... You know, so we've got a couple options there. Our garlic bread is so good.
Yes, it is.
It is so good.
I don't think there's anything on your menu that's not good. Just
no.
saying. I can't
no.
think of anything.
I think we have the best okra in town, too.
That maybe. I'm not an okra girl.
You're not an okra girl?
No.
You know, my barbecue mom.
You had to think. You had to say the one
thing. We talked about
that
a little bit. I think she's not an okra girl. I'm like, mom, barbecue mom. Like,
she goes by barbecue. Everything else in the menu, though.
She goes by barbecue.
You came up with one thing.
I know.
But
really?
Everything, yeah, everything else I would eat in a heartbeat. Yeah, everything else.
What used to be known affectionately as redneck egg rolls, which are now barbecue egg rolls. They're delicious.
They're good,
they're
though.
So good.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're like, they really
surprised.
Are.
Yeah. And we do have that winter menu. Had a couple friends, Eric and Jessica, in last night, and their spouses, they were in having dinner.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, so treated them to some of our apple cinnamon bread pudding.
Which is so good.
With the sweet tea glaze. So
mm-hmm.
they were surprised. So I was there working, getting ready for some of the things today, and saw them. So I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
How about y'all try this? So
yeah.
Definitely check those out. Winter menu going on through the end of the month. We'll be kicking off the spring menu. We'll probably talk about that next week.
Okay. But you got the prime rib.
The prime rib sandwich,
mm-hmm.
yep, on the garlic bread. So
mm-hmm.
definitely, if you've not had it yet, don't miss out on it. Come by with some good Swiss cheese dunked in au jus with that horseradish sauce. So definitely
sounds
don't miss
yum,
out on that
yum,
one.
Yum, yum, yum. And once again, I'm hungry before 10 o'clock because
you know.
Of you.
Well,
all these delectable
folks,
dinner
you
know,
have
menu items.
Almost exactly 1 hour. So all of our local locations open at 10:45 every day. So come on and see us and swing through. You know, we do open at 10:45, but occasionally, so on the catering side, we talk
mm-hmm.
about catering
sure.
pretty much every show. On the catering side, sometimes, you know, somebody needs a pickup at 10 o'clock or, you know, so if we have an advance notice, we can definitely accommodate that as well. So sometimes because of the logistics or timing or
sure.
whatever, you know, our team does a great job. If we need to, you know, have something ready for, you know, a catering
early,
or something at 10 o'clock, I mean, I'm 9:30. I mean, just I was in at 6 o'clock this morning getting stuff ready. So
well, you're
yeah.
doing
this was an early morning this morning. Doesn't happen
yeah.
all the time, but it necessitated today. So you know.
Well, speaking of catering,
yeah,
you have an event today, right? A pretty special
yeah.
one.
Yep. So going joining the Loyalty Credit Union, you're going to be going to feed the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Going to be doing barbecue baked potato bar. So yeah, it's going to be fun. Going to hang out with some of our local law enforcement, tell them thank you for all the hard work that they do, and get to appreciate them a little bit and serve them up some great barbecue. So looking forward to that, excited about it.
I'm so glad that our listeners are paying attention.
Yeah.
Just want to say, because I have been corrected. I just had my dates wrong. Thank you so much for sending in the text. But President's Day is actually on the 16th.
Oh.
Not this coming Monday, so that's my bad.
Well, guess what?
What?
You can still get a buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich this Monday and on President's Day.
Because so thanks for
every,
that. Thank you for that.
Every Monday.
Yeah, I know.
Every Monday at Sonny's Barbecue. Yes. That's the important thing.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure I got that cleared up.
You know, they say President's Day, right? It's car sales and furniture sales. I think that's when I think of President's Day. I mean, obviously, you think of presidents.
That's true.
But the thing that pops in my head is
all the ads,
car sales and furniture sales. Like, I just hear the Lazy Boy commercial.
Yeah, somewhere we lost the message along the way, you think?
Yeah, I don't know why. Yep, anyway.
850-437-1620. This is Pep Talks. If you got a question about the menu or Sonny's Barbecue or catering or any of these topics, Eldon is our expert this morning and our chief kindness officer. So be sure and text that in.
Yep. So, goodness, where were we? So we talked about the banquet room.
Yep.
We talked a little bit about catering. So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. So we do pickup catering, so you can schedule a time. You need to come pick it up. Again, like I said, if you need it really early, we can accommodate. But typically 10:45 is the normal time, you know, to come pick up for catering. You know, whether you need to feed 10 people or 10,000 people, if you're feeding 200 people, don't come in your Mini Cooper. You're going to have a hard time Tetrising right. all the food into your Mini Cooper.
True,
you know, so,
true.
You know, consider the logistics. But we also have a team that can do the delivery for you. So, you know, if you have, you know, a larger crowd to feed, we make it nice and simple. Typically a $25 delivery fee in, you know, the local area, because all we have the four stores scattered around town. So you're not too far out of our delivery area. You know, so, and it's a great way to feed a crowd of folks. So
there you go. Easy peasy.
Like I said, 10 to 10,000, and we'd love to take care of you. And then we do full service caterings, where we actually go out and bring a team, do everything from setup to cleanup, bring the whole crew, bring the chafing dishes, tablecloths if needed.
Nice.
We try to match the theme of the venue, but it's not the venue, the wedding, the corporate event, whatever it might be.
Yeah, that makes
sense. We work with typically the coordinator or whoever's purchasing the catering to match what they're the theme or the ambiance they're going for. How about
there
that?
There you go. So now, getting ready for the weekend,
yeah.
We have a little something to give away, I believe.
We do have a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And? What is it?
So we're going to give away a family feast. Did a couple entrees last time, and I think Family Feast is always the crowd favorite. It is a great, great meal.
So good.
So $52, you're going to get, you know, a whole chicken, basically. You're going to get pulled pork, some brisket. You're going to get some turkey. You're going to get three sidekicks, your choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea. It's a great meal. And we say it feeds 4 to 6, but, you know, you probably get a little more out of it. I'm just saying.
Probably. It's
maybe.
It's very generous portions.
It is very generous portions, especially if you got any kids in the mix. So,
oh, yeah.
You know.
They're using feast, and they mean it.
And they mean it.
So Family Feast.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So let's see here.
What do you need to do? What's our... What do you want to do? It's up to you.
I wish I would have known what Super Bowl is, because I would have been like 57th. Texture to text in Super Bowl.
Well,
that might be a little too much. We might be here.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
What else?
See four people watching live on Facebook, so I'm going to say the fourth person to text in Super Bowl.
There you go.
That's
easy peasy. All you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. Text in the word Super Bowl and your name so we know who you are. And
Meg will get all your information, and you'll come by the studio here.
Pick up your gift certificate.
Pick up your gift certificate. So the number to text, 850-437-1620.
Okay, they're rolling in.
I see the light lighting up.
Yep, everything's going. So I will find that winner while you talk about the great menu at Sonny's. How's that?
Well, I'm going to talk about the catering. So for the pickup catering, obviously for the Super Bowl, we got the big game coming up. We do ask for 24-hour notice on the catering side. If you're doing a large purchase, we do barbecue by the pound. So whether you're getting some pulled pork, maybe some chopped brisket, if you want to get some of our ribs, we can absolutely do ribs. We have our dry rub ribs. We have our sweet and smoky ribs. We typically squirt the barbecue sauce all over those St. Louis ribs.
Yum.
And, you know, those are delicious. Those are a fan favorite. Some people like the dry rub. Some people like the sweet and smoky. You know, it's up to preference. Obviously, we got those great baby backs that are so tender and people just love. They finish them on the grill, basting with that sweet Sonny's barbecue sauce. So those are delicious. We do have a rib sampler that you can order online right now. And so definitely check those out. Or like I said, the barbecue by the pound, this is barbecue meatballs. If you want some buffalo chicken dip or those slow smoked chicken wings, which are going to hit just right for the Super Bowl.
Okay, yep. We have a winner.
We got a winner.
Our fourth texter in with the words Super Bowl for the Sonny's Barbecue Family Feast. The winner is Joel. That just have his first name. So Joel, the end of his phone number is 2101. Congratulations. I will be sending
Joel.
You a text with instructions right after the show about how you can come by and pick up your gift certificate. Eldon, tell us, what has Joel won?
Congratulations, Joel. You've won a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. Choice of 4 proteins, 3 sidekicks, choice of bread, and that gallon of good old sunny sweet tea.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Just in time.
Ding,
for
ding,
the Super
ding. Burr, okay. Burr, burr.
Well, we had lots of texts this morning, so we sure do appreciate all of y'all listening. But you know what? If you didn't win the family feast, you can still get one. It'll be plenty of food.
That's
just in
right.
time for the whole family for the Super Bowl and watching the Olympics and all the events this weekend. It's incredible.
And the family feast technically falls under the standard menu, so you don't need that 24-hour notice to get that for
catering. Oh, okay. That's good to
catering.
Know.
So
yeah.
That falls under our standard menu. So if you need to just come in, you know, and or call ahead, and we can have it ready for you. We want to save you as much time as possible. So you can call ahead anytime. Get that slow smoke barbecue ordered and have it ready for you when you come to pick it up. But
excellent.
Yeah, so that does not need – the family feast does not need a 24-hour notice. That's for the big platters. That's the – you know, you're buying the 50 smoked wings. You're buying the platter of meatballs, the buffalo chicken dip. The buffalo chicken dip is so good.
Mm.
If you've not had it, I do it at a lot of caterings and – try to show it off. It's just delicious. So smoked chicken with buffalo sauce, a little cream cheese. It's good stuff.
Sounds like pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to our winner. And by the way, we do this every Friday. Eldon is here on a regular basis every week from 9:30 to 10. So if you tune in, but right towards the end of the hour, we always give away a little something, so you never know.
I don't know if I've missed a week in a long, long time.
It has
so
been a while, I think. Yeah, you're
away.
Very consistent, and I personally
as the red
appreciate
hot,
that.
Red Hot Chili Peppers say, give it away now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, we talked a little bit about the winter menu.
Yes.
We talked about catering.
Yes.
We talked about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
There was something else I wanted to talk about.
Mardi Gras.
Oh, Saturday.
Okay. Saturday.
That's what it was.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
That's the best thing. Yes, that's the best.
Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So you're out and about running around tomorrow. Y'all come on by. Bring those kiddos in. They love the barbecue. I love seeing kids with messy faces and barbecue sauce, and they're eating the
That's that multi-napkin.
You know they're having fun.
Of course.
I mean, that's part of barbecue. It's fun
Absolutely.
And a little messy. We got the wet naps. Don't worry, Mom. We can get the kiddos cleaned up before you go to your next stop. So,
mm-hmm. Well, this Saturday, too, somebody just texted in asking about the Mardi Gras parade. So this Saturday in Navarre is the 4th annual Navarre crew of, Jester's Mardi Gras parade. So Saturday. And then the Pensacola Grand Parade is going to be next weekend on Saturday, the 15th. So you don't want to miss that. And that's kicking off at from 2 to 5 in downtown Pensacola. Okay. So don't want to miss that.
I think
so
Friday night they got the Lafitte Parade.
Correct.
I believe the lighted Lafitte Parade, and then Thursday I think is the Mardi Gras Mambo.
Yes,
and
at the big Mambo
at the Civic
event.
Center.
Yeah, yep, so there's a whole lineup. You can go to PensacolaMardiGras.com and see the whole calendar of events, times, all that good stuff.
You're welcome, Danny.
Yes,
got you
Danny.
A little extra commercial.
But I definitely wanted to mention that because I think the way to go is to go get some Sonny's beforehand.
You know.
And then head out
it
to the parade.
Well. You
yeah.
sit there, get you a good spot, eat
Absolutely.
Your barbecue out there, enjoy some
thinking.
Nice sunshine.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
I'd say
Sounds
yes.
Sounds like a plan.
Say yes to that. There is nothing wrong with Sonny's Barbecue. And Eldon, you do such a great job. You have such a full calendar. If you ever want to see, if you ever feel like you want to know someone that's in the know, that's busy, go to Eldon Scott's Facebook page because every day you are out in the community as the Chief Kindness Officer doing so many things that I just hats off to you because he's been all week long. Yeah, a couple of hats off to you for sure because you were at the Pensacola Chamber event, the Good Morning Pensacola.
Yeah, and popped in there for a few minutes this morning.
You're in the leadership class with the Chamber right now, which is actually, you know, a pretty big commitment. Yeah, and then you're doing the Sheriff's Office today. Is that right?
Today. Yesterday, we got to go out and celebrate with Dwayne Bruton.
Yes, I saw that. How adorable.
Oldest living World War II veteran in the state of Florida. Turned 109 yesterday.
Unbelievable.
And so got, and I believe he's also the sixth oldest living World War II veteran in the country.
Wow.
And so he was super sweet and got to take a couple pictures with him, and everybody was, there were probably 200 people that showed up.
Gosh.
One of the motorcycle vet groups came out.
Oh, cool.
And, just a bunch of folks, a couple of the senators and reps sent, you know, their aides to come and give little proclamations, and it was really a special day, and glad I got to be a part of it. It was really cool.
They said he's pretty sharp too.
He was, just not, having, you know, conversations
he looked
with everybody.
Pretty with it.
Yep. And so one of the gentlemen from the Marine Corps League said, "May you have 109 more," and everybody cheered for him. So it was really great.
That's
and
special.
Three daughters were there, and so it was a great afternoon. And Sodalis, I believe is how you say it. Mm-hmm. They were great hosts and very hospitable. So, it was
a happy
great time.
Birthday.
Yeah, and, happy birthday.
And that's kind of thing that you do, that you represent Sonny's Barbecue in our community. It's so well. And that's what I love about our local businesses and the people that are involved with them, because they show up for all these kinds of events, from small things like a birthday, although 109 is not a small thing.
No.
But you show up for all the different community events, large or small, for nonprofits, for big events and parades, but then for the smaller things too, because I've seen you out and about, and that says a lot to me about the integrity of the company, because you have a real commitment to making a difference in the community, and you do a super job at that, Eldon.
I mean, it's all about relationships, right?
Mm,
you know,
absolutely.
We live in this community, and we try to support all the folks, and, you know, sometimes we go to something, and it's only a handful of people, but it really is about building relationships and supporting the people who support you and being around.
But see, there's other people like you that really go above it. Because did you not jump off a building this year? Did you not
jump off a building this year, yes.
For ARC Gateway,
For ARC Gateway.
Okay, I'm just saying, you go above and beyond, literally,
which
to representing
really
Sonny's.
which led me to being on the board with ARC Gateway. So it was kind of, I think Stephen Rampersad, he had a plan in his back pocket, and so got me on the board, and it's been a great time. And actually, tonight, they're having a Valentine's dance downtown for the clients, so it's going to be a good time. They're going to be down there, I can't remember, but the Grotto is down by Sanders Beach. So
if
you have anybody who has special needs, does require someone to come with them. So, but it is open. So y'all just come on down, and we'd love to have y'all part of the party tonight for a little Valentine's Day. It's going to be a great time.
You're going to have a great time.
We had an 80s dance a couple months back, and that was a good time. That was a lot of fun. Did a little barbecue for that and some chips and salsa. Did a nacho bar.
How nice.
So
that's
what's nice. Big potato bar, nacho bars, just different things. So, you know, on the catering side, we like to mix it up a little bit and do some different things occasionally. And so keeps it interesting. How about that?
I think that's great. So
not that I'm not interesting enough, you know.
Well, you're so quiet and demure.
So tame. Right. Demure.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard that one in a couple months.
That's the first word I'd use to describe Chief Kindness Officer. Demure, Eldon Scott. There you go.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so tell us how we can get on the app, because we've got a minute.
We got to talk about the app. Go to sunnysbbq.com. Make sure you download the app. You don't need that app for that kids eat free meal or the buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches on Monday, but definitely download the app. Why would you miss out on free barbecue? Get that app downloaded. Start collecting your points. You're going to get all of your best rewards and all of the best deals and promos through that straight to your phone. So don't miss out. Download the app today. Appreciate it, Meg.
Okay.
The music, it always gets me. It comes so fast.
Sonny'sBarbecue.com, right?
Sonny'sBBQ.com. Check it out. Don't forget to get your wings for the Super Bowl. They're so good. Slow Smoke Barbecue, whenever you want. 7 days a week. Come see us.
All right. Thank you so much. Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue on Pep Talk.